everybody, and welcome to what you've all been waiting for.
Three platforms. Rumor FM, Sowetan Live, and Rise FM. Radio's Trinity. Hashtag MSW, we salute you.
Tell us about it.
Attention, please, attention.
This evening, please. I stand before you.
This here feels like the whole entire world collapsed.
Motherfucker.
Dylan, how do you feel about the season ending?
To be honest with you, I'm just happy it's done. It's over, finished, and clear. I'm tired. My soul is tired. I don't want to go through that ever again. I'm tired of Ralph, McGuire, Idols, Fast and the Furious movies, Peace and Chicken Curry, Check, Halo, Eskom. I'm tired of people forcing their partners to do a dance with the groomsmen and bridesmaids at their wedding. I'm just tired, okay?
Just imagine if you told Ispan, Lapa Ezune, Mangfiga Ezu, but in no bank crash, a villain piece for it in Ispan bank crash, but Bafuna new links are equal, but he in a commerce equal, and looks equal. Imalia Coran Fed, Ile, Agafu, I get tatty off. Yangena ke kitchen ye gorilla bafika ke ama tourist lapha ayachecka nyana lwane hey ngiyaxhuma vele ngize ngijumpa le cage nalezi ngithi ayi ngawela ngale cage ni yamabhubezi ye kwashuba bathi ka mona libhubezi lithi lingibhodlela ah vele ngaxuleka ngawa phasi le libhubezi nafika landle be uthi yeye mfethu yimina besifunda nawe eklasini e-TUT ukhona nomike ngale yena uyizebra
walitshisa le nyama
faka amanzi bajini faka amanzi indoda uwile mani faka amanzi indoda uwile
wayitshisa le nyama mani hayi mani faka amanzi wena walibala kulophoza sima nomlilo hayi mani olondixelela uba kacimeka umlilo susa inyama susa
You see here, this community, us as people of the township, we like to hide our riches. You know, we tell people, we show them these shacks, but underneath it's a mansion. We have three double-story houses.
Three
double-story houses, four double stories here, underneath the mansion.
And a pool?
Swimming pools. It's like Beverly Hills. But we don't want people to come and steal our riches, so we hide it. It's amazing.
Every time.
This is Zulu word, Tumkotoi. It's not a word that is used normally. There would be people who would want to exploit the condition of our people and behave as Tumkotoi behaves. We should be vigilant. So that we don't have Imigodoy taking charge of our lives.
From Lagos to Paris, Lundi to Milan, Nell Strait to Germany, Parktown to Madrid. Hashtag MSWS crisscross the world and back. Live on Sowetan Live, Vuma FM and Rise FM. Be a part of it.
All right, be a part of a moving movement. It is Barrow Sports Worldwide. It is a Tuesday today. The Vuma FM, the Motion Drive, Locomotions, Tema Shabana, Big Mike. Asaz Utu Banunga Iplastig. Banunga Ifag Iplastig. Banunga I. Young Lagan, yes. Good thing you show you would see. Uhlelo lona. Hi, Lumnais. Uhlega Kona, Luko. As in. Utamalanga bige namhlanje. Utamalanga. Thank you so much, Motion Drive. Catch them tomorrow. Lily and Cheese back to the formidable force. On the Rise FM Drive. Yes, Kalu Glanangaj. Lepaktua Spambinyo sing a sandla. Holding a bee. And then what's on your eye? What's in the eye? Beautiful man, jogging the brain, jogging the mind, making sure that we are all positively tested. Catch them tomorrow, the Rise FM Drive with Lily and Cheese. Great radio that you've heard from both of these radio stations. But now we infuse Sowetan Live in the mix. And then you get Marawa Sports Worldwide. Iko Gasin Mingele Lamakai Kulene Pedja Lapate Majele. 060-708-0484. That is the WhatsApp voice note number. You will need it today. Our guest is here today already. We're going to be catching up with him straight after the news at the top of the hour. So stick around. If you've heard of the publication Far Post, then you will know my guest. He is the founding editor of that publication. But he's no longer with the publication. That is where I get confused. Ngoba, hey, uqalindo. I look forward your questions to Diane Ogamabasa on 060-708-0484. But we'll get to find out shortly what is next for him. Golden Arrows this afternoon. The game is done, beating AmaZulu away from home. 2-1 it was the final score. A goal in the 83rd minute by Usbia after Undwandu had scored in the 42nd minute. The only goal coming through for AmaZulu was from Umaduna. Looking forward later on, Orlando Pirates take on Maritzburg United. In a bit of a bizarre season where we know who's been relegated, we know who's won the league, but there's still games outstanding. Now, after 6 years in the top flight tier, it took just one goal from experienced Maritzburg United veteran Clayton Daniels to sink Baroka to the Glad Africa Championship. I kid you not when I tell you that Lebowa Gomo has become poorer with Bakhakha relegation. I mean, they came, they fought a gallant fight, and tonight we pay tribute to a club that has produced some of the most talented players in the country. It also gave us a coach who, well, warned us a long time ago that football will kill us. The chairman, Kurushim Pahlala, joins me to take us through the season that was for his team. And as always, he's readily available for us to have a conversation. Mr. Chair, thank you for your time. Good evening.
Robert, thank you very much and your listeners. And I really appreciate your invite.
As always, and I always say to you that you are the one chairman who, whether good or bad, will always be available. And for that, you've always eternally earned my respect.
I think it's part of my business to inform and educate our supporters.
Other chairmen take things very personally, Mr. Mpahlala. You say one thing, you question them with one thing, and they vow never to talk to you again.
Okay. Maybe we're different.
I love
because
you.
Because I need to talk to you, talk to my supporters, and to my people. I must inform them.
Have you accepted that you've been relegated?
Yes, Robert, we are a bad loser. We don't run around and complain about one this and this. We make mistakes, we accept it, we lose the game, and we must just move on.
Other people look back and say we played against so and so, he was improperly registered, this and that. You have no such claims. You've accepted you're relegated next season, Glad Africa Championship.
Yeah, we've never protested in our entire life in the football. We never complain about the referee. We never complain about the other people using other players. We never do that. We believe in fair play, and we don't want to go as far as bring the league and the sponsor in the disrepute. We respect the league so much, and our sponsor will respect them. So we always handle our affair professionally.
It's exactly what I was going to ask you, Mr. Mpahlala, is about the sponsor. We've seen before clubs get relegated, and they've got proper sponsors, and the sponsor says, well, part of our agreement was that you stay in the professional ranks. What's the position with you? Are you going to keep your sponsors?
It's other way around. They're going to keep us, not we keep them. Because we need them more than any even before, so that we can bounce back. We spoke to put our few suppliers, they are behind us, and we're going to set up meeting with our headline sponsor Global to plan the way forward. We believe we've got a good relationship with them. They were happy. We are happy with the way we were handling our relationship, and we don't believe on those type of divorce. We don't believe in divorces. We believe that there will be up and down in life. In terms of football, is also up and down. So if someone is down, you don't kick him. You lift him up.
And it's been an incredible journey, though, Mr. Chairman, where I think I was looking at the other day where it said something. I think Mr. Munyai had written an article saying that it's a historical one, simply because you're probably the only club in the Premiership that kind of went through all of the SA Football League levels, you know, with the SAFA, LFA, SAB, ABC, Motsepe, LAD Africa Championship, and then getting the promotion to the Premiership as well, that you find yourself now in this position.
Yes, we accepted the position we are in. We are not expecting to be all the time to be the best, because we don't have a good day all the time. And this season was not our season. We never even win a single match away, the way we've been poor away records, because most of the season we were poor at home. So this season we were a little bit better at home. But on the road, we didn't collect the points. That's why we find ourselves here.
If you had to give, and I hear what you're saying now, and if you as a chair were to say and address a congregation right now of people, and you give an honest appraisal to say, this is where we went wrong, what would that appraisal be?
I would say, everything, all the blame should be squarely on me, because I'm the one who's supervising this organization, and I took time to act some time, because I'm a patient man, and that is the recipe of being too much patient. I'm one to be blamed.
Explain that. When you say you are the one who is too patient, where and how were you patient?
Look, Kwabola only came when there's 4 games left, and you collect 7 points. And Hulugo Tovian went through 16 games, and you collect 8 points. And Mazimelo went 10 games, and they collect 8 points. So you can see the difference is only 1 point, but Gowala only coach was in charge for 4 games. So what I'm saying, we should have acted earlier. With Gowala, maybe, I'm not sorry, but you never know until you test it. You never know. We can't predict what's going to happen, and chop and changing is not the recipe for success as well.
So correct me if I'm wrong, from what you're saying and what I deduce you're saying is that you should have pulled the trigger on Holoko Tobejane much earlier.
Both of them, Masimela and Holoko, both of them, they won so many games.
You were living
so many games without the results.
So you were living in the hope that things would turn around, as opposed to putting on a younger, maybe a fresher thinking Gobola, so that he could get more points earlier on that would have saved you from relegation.
Probably yes. That's why I say I'm the one to be blamed, because I failed to act in time, and then I fail to make sure that they are performing. If they don't perform, then they must step aside. I fail to act earlier. So it is my fault. No one's fault. It's my fault, because I put them there. They can't remove themselves. And they can't refuse when I tell them they must step aside. They will oblige. But everything is squarely with me and Robert, listeners, and Varoga supporters. I make a mistake. This will never happen in our next life.
Obviously, your next life is now in the GLAAD Africa Championship, unless you buy a status. Is that something you're considering, or are you willing to take the punishment of being in a lower division and fight your way through 30 match days to try and bounce back into the Premiership?
GLAAD Africa, you're just one season away from GSTV Premier League. If you plan well, you assemble good resources, everything should be okay. We know it. We got experience. It's not the first time we are going to play in that division, and we are not scared of it because we know what we're going to face, and we will never buy status. If we can succeed, why should we buy success? We rather work for our success than buying the status. Because buying the status does not guarantee you that you are not going to be relegated. You can still be relegated. It's part of football. And we want to get our young boys to feel the GLAAD Africa. Those who haven't felt the GLAAD Africa, they must feel it. Mm. So that when we are in the highest league, they must be able to say, we don't want to go back there. Because after 6 years, we didn't have even a single one who was at GLAAD Africa. They would just see themselves in the Premier League. And then they don't understand the pain of playing in the GLAAD Africa. So it's one of the reasons that sometimes the people take things for granted and complacent, and not because they don't know.
It's 12 minutes to the hour, chatting to the chairman of Baroka FC, that is Mr. Kurushin Pahlele, who he says in his own words that he takes the full blame for what has happened here as far as the relegation is concerned. He is here facing his supporters, facing the nation, and saying that, yes, what happened, happened. And this is a team, remember, last season they finished 10th in the Premiership. That was arguably their best finish ever, as far as top-flight football is concerned. And here they are today. We talk about them being relegated. Now, in terms of coaching for next season, Mr. Chair, are you keeping Gobola now full-time?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Gobola has shown us that he can do better work. And we hope that he can carry on doing what he has done. And he's one of the youngest coach, upcoming potential coach, we're going to give him support.
And he's somebody who has, I think, under the reins of an Eric Tinkler, we've seen how well he's been able to perform as a second in charge. We've seen him in Cape Town, at Cape Town City. We've seen him at Maritzburg United. And he is one of the most advanced coaches in terms of what he does. And you could tell the turnaround when he took over from coach Tobejane as well. So I think, if you don't lose a lot of your players, and I'm not sure what their contract situation is, that you will be able to bounce back, as you say. But are you in danger of losing some of your top stars?
Obviously. Some of my top stars, they don't know anything about GLAAD Africa. They don't want to go there, obviously. But we've got a very good development, very strong development. And we've got very good young boys at our development that we can easily promote at any time. We are not scared of those our big star who are leaving. We are not scared. We will go out there. It's plenty of talent in our country. We just need to identify them and so that they can come and showcase their skills. So we are the team that produce. We are not the team that produce the stars. So we'll go back to our root and produce some other star that we'll talk about them in the near future.
Yeah, I think the shakeup of your team kind of did mess a lot of things up in terms of shape. because you had Mosale going across to join Orlando Pirates. Then you had Piri Jr. who went to Al Hilal. That already was showing you that the combinations where you had your Evidence Makgopa, Thamsanqa Masia, your Richard Mbulis, and so on, needed something fresher, something different, so that at least the spine remains the same. Would you be able to ably replace then the players who are potentially going to be leaving?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Anybody who's leaving will get the replacement. If you're not better than him, more or less the same. So there's no way we can going to be a one-man team. We are the team of bunch of players and the management. So we are not going to on holidays. We are not on holidays. Gobola is working throughout in order to make sure that he's going to identify the replacement for whoever is leaving us. We must say goodbye. Because we wish them all the best, because we want them to take the flag of Waroga forward. When they play there, you guys must always say, "This is former Waroga. I enjoy that," because you are making Waroga famous, and it's known by the public.
Baroka will always be famous. Baroka will always be famous. Talk of knockout champions. There are a lot of memories that Baroka will give us. But in terms of investment, Mr. Chairman, I know that you had poured a lot of money into the village that you constructed, that you put up. And I know you had big plans for the place, because there are very few clubs in the professional ranks that do own their own property. They do house their own village, which was spearheaded by the likes of Kaizer Chiefs at Naturina, IX at Tikamva. We've seen as well when it comes to Royal AM, they've got a beautiful property up in Pietermaritzburg, and so on. But you as Baroka, you've invested a lot of money. Do you see that as something that you would consider as a knock business-wise, or that investment will help you in the future?
Basically, we are the only team that the village has been approved by the PSL for the official matches. The other, I'm not sure, because our villages has been approved. We are playing our MBC here, and we believe that we are going to be able to play the third Africa official match here at our village, and that is going to give us advantage, because we will sleep here, we live here, and we'll play here.
Oh wow!
So this is our investment for life. So we'll never go away out of football. We'll leave football, we'll die football.
So the village has been given the go-ahead by the Premier Soccer League, and I can imagine that Professor Ronnie Schloss would have come and done an investigation. He would have come and approved. So he's given it the thumbs up for professional games to be played there.
Most definitely. You can fool him. Most definitely. He came here twice. He came first time, and then he tell us what to do. And then we give us 2 months to finish what we were supposed to do. And we finish it within a period of three weeks. And when you call him after 3 weeks, he didn't believe that we finished what he asked us to do. When he get here, he find everything in order and give a green light. We'll play our match. And Hollywood Bet, we've got a team here at our village. It's play at the Hollywood Bet.
The ladies team. Yeah.
They are playing here. It's wonderful. It's nice. We want to see this village as a tourist attraction. We want to see this village get busy on a weekly basis. It mustn't just be a village for Waroga only. It must be the village of the community. So everybody can enjoy and everybody can benefit.
How much did it cost you to put the village up?
Robert, I don't want to tell you about that money, because you come here and watch, you be the judge. Maybe you can be quantity survive. You can tell me I've spent a lot of money. I don't want to fight with my family and my wife. I can't tell you how much.
I've
spent
the...
a lot of money. If I'm telling my wife I'm broke, she's going to say I'm a stupid. Because I put all the money at the village. So we have spent a lot of money.
Don't worry. I spoke to her earlier. She's at the spa just dealing with her nails. So she's not listening to the show right now.
Friends are listening.
No. It's an investment.
Friend and four.
Mr. Chair, it's an investment. Give me an idea. Double figure millions.
No. Hey? I don't want to go there. You want the South Africa Reserve of Revenue come to knocking my door tomorrow. No.
Well, you should be paying SARS anyway, with or without.
Yes. You know what? I don't want to be like, you know, those other guys who buy a new car and put them on the social status.
Yes.
Then what happened? The following day, somebody knocking your door. Say, hey, let's see. Yeah, we re-audit you again. No, I can't tell you the figure, Robert. I'm sorry.
No, I understand, Mr. Chair. It's the one where I won't press you. You know, I'll be using funny tricks to get the answer out of you. But what did you make of your goalkeepers? You know, I have such expectation of an Elvis Chipezeze and Oscarin Masuleke. I don't think their season was as hot as we've seen them before. I mean, the goals that were conceded, it was crazy.
Yes, Robert, I don't want to point finger to these boys or to have some scapegoat. The whole team, including myself, we didn't do our job to our perfection. And I was telling them, now normally we know Pirot, we fire empire player and get some new player. But this time, in the past 2-3 years, I was no longer doing that because I was believing that the boys have got experience, they could be able to do what is necessary. So we are all to be blamed. We don't want to single out a player or individual.
Give me a quick one before I have to say goodbye to you, Mr. Chairman, that regarding the leadership within the team, would you want better consistency when it comes to captaincy? I saw Vusis be a starter, then it was Pelelani Shozi, who then came in, got the armband, Ananias Khebad, then it was Derwin Farmer, and then I think towards the end, Ubongi Nkosi Makume was the one who ended up being the captain.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've been unlucky in terms of the injuries. Wusi, it was caused by injuries, and Ananias Khebad as well was injury. And then, what's name? Shusi, that was suspension. He had some suspension. And then Makume just come here lately, and he was doing wonderful work, that young chap.
As always, Mr. Kurushim Pashele, thank you so much. I hope in future we get to sit down and chat football. You know, as I've always said, immense respect for you. Your accountability tonight to the public, to South Africans, has been something that we haven't heard of from anybody in a leadership and ownership position. So do carry that forward. I'm sure a lot of your team, the players, the administrators, can learn a lot about how accountable you've been here tonight. And I wish you everything of the best, Mr. Chair. Stay the sparkling human being that you've always been, and show the leadership that you have tonight. And I thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I think I would regard that as a compliment. And Robert, thank you very much. And your team there, Beverly and the rest, I say, don't forget us. We are still alive. We are not dead. We are relegated, but we're still alive.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That is the chair of Baroka there. I suppose he kind of misses Bear from the days of us being at the SABC. So, yeah. But nonetheless, though, she lives in the memory of what the show has been all about. Yeah, we got a spanking brand new team here. But nonetheless, Kurushim Pashele, one of the quotes from tonight, as we've picked it up from the Sowetan Live. He says, we've got a strong development with young boys who can be easily promoted. And we are not scared by the fact that some of our big stars are leaving. There's a lot of talent in South Africa waiting to be identified. We will go back to our development and our roots as well. All right, Kurushim Pashele, thank you so much indeed, the chair. After the news, Tiani Wakamabasa, Mr. Far Post. He's in the near post tonight. Hey, Pilar Duma standing by for my FM, Andy Lenkos and Rise FM. Here's the news. It's been crazy. How does it feel now that you've had to overcome the stress and everything else?
Preseason, we were greeted by red cards. I think we started accumulating red cards.
Tim, and you know what a good coach is. The one thing that I took from him and what he said is that when he took over, the team had no structure.
You know, he's a UEFA Pro License coach. That is the highest football qualification standard from a coaching point of view. And of course, we didn't have such a coach. As a matter of fact, South Africa lacks this type of coaches. We are blessed with TS Galaxy, two of them.
Merara Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Good evening, Mr. Merara. Ukuluma nesibongeleni wakamkhwane kamgaya Matafeni. Mr. Merara, sad news that Baroka FC is going to NFD. I think they are one of those teams who came in the DStv Premiership and maintained their status for such a long time, Mr. Marawa. It's very sad. As much as I am a Chiefs fan, you know what happened in 2020, but what happened to them is not good. But I trust their chairman. I trust his technical team that finished the season, Paladi Kobola. I think they will raise their hands and make sure that the team come back next season. Thank you, Mr. Marawa.
Amonan Butrovet, thinking Israel Uba Weba Roca, Uguti Umixe business, Nefemeli, Yen to Wins with Barligate, Natana and Asale, Azanka Mixi business, Nefemeli, Natanaiba Roca Mangesibala Gutopi.
Good evening, Rob. It's Teboho here. Rob, I just want to compliment the chairman for taking the responsibility, particularly with regards to the return of Holoko Tobejane, considering the circumstances that he got fired in that role. I just want to ask the chairman, will the following players be with Baroka in Glad Africa? Evidence Mohopa, Monama, Munganga and Makume. And lastly, Rob, I just want to say to the chairman, one of the things that led to weakening the defense was the him firing Cheslin Jumpies and not finding a suitable replacement when Vusi Sibiya was got injured, Rob. Those are my analysis, Rob, around this. Thank you so much for a great show. Teboho here.
Debza, everybody else, thank you so much for the WhatsApp voice notes. That is exactly how we want things to be right here at Mara Sports Worldwide. Hey, we're going to be turning the corner. We're going to be chatting to a man that a lot of people know from a football sense. We will address some of the issues that were addressed here on the WhatsApp voice notes. But let me take you back. Remember when we spoke to Mr. Mpahlele, and we asked him about the fear that he might have for relegation. But he was honest. He actually said, yeah, if it happens, it happens, because somebody has to be at number 16.
Merara Sports Worldwide.
But you know, when I get worried, when I start to see his team at the bottom of the table, the chairman of Baroka FC, Mr. Kurush Mpahlele, joins me on the line. I just wanted to know if you are a worried man given where your team is.
No, not at all. We are in position 16. Somebody needs to be there at some point. We are there at this point.
Are you finding a way? Are you finding a medium and a mechanism to get yourselves out of that danger zone?
Of course. I think the way we are playing, in comparison, the way we are losing the match, the positive is the way we are playing.
Do you give any Christmas bonus to your players and your staff?
I never give Christmas to the player. I never give bonus in the middle of the season to the player or to the staff.
We they get bonuses there. What's this quarter one, quarter two? The people
win. Quarter one, quarter two. Even if you win quarter one, quarter two, I'm not going to give them in the middle of the season. We'll give at the end of the season.
Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Hi Rob. Hi Tiani. I'm heartbroken. I won't lie to you, I'm heartbroken. Innocent, you know. Magam kize. Na wutwito. Tiani. Yamazi. It's very painful. It's a painful day, especially me, because I know if I post, I've been through a lot. They've blocked me because I was showing people here on Twitter. They unblocked me. I even got a gift to them. I've got a full set of uniform because of Mutian. I respect him. He's like my brother, and he always be like that in my heart. Dear Mfethu, I love you. I will use that way, Tetsi. I love you with all of my heart. Wish you all the best. God bless you. Aish, be right, Mfethu. Till we meet again, God willing. Thanks.
I love you. That is deep.
Yo.
That is deep.
Yeah, man.
Hey. Before I even introduce you, please address that. Because that sounds very... Number sure. One, very emotional, very personal.
Mm. That's how we engage, Rob, with our readers, you know, on a personal level. We become friends. We answer all the questions, and we engage even on a daily basis.
Yeah,
we greet in the morning. He's one of many, you know, who are true friends. The true followers, and you know, they're not there to praise you.
Yeah,
they're there to criticize as well. You know, and I love your conversation with the Baroka chairman, Mr. Mpahlele, when he's being so honest. Mm. You know, and these guys following Far Post, they are that honest, straight approach. That's why maybe some of my guys ended up blocking them, like Innocent. You know, and I unblocked him, and I said, no, we can't block anybody. We have to engage, and if we have to take the punches, we take the punches. We have to fix whatever we have to fix, and let's get it going. You know, let's not be others who are not receptive to criticism. Mm-hmm. And we took the punches, and we corrected, and we kept improving. For me, that's how to run a football publication, or any publication for that matter. Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. I'm sure you're hearing his voice, and he is my guest from now until the end of the show. So do engage. Do send us your WhatsApp voice notes. Do send us any question that you do have for him. I mean, by far one of the venerated soccer scribes. I mean, this man is brilliant. He hasn't just started being brilliant now that he's started for a post. We've been with him through a journey of many, many years. I can tell you that much. And you know when they say that one is born for something? Well, this man was born for football reporting. And you know what? Gone are the days when writing about soccer simply involved reporting on the score of a match and describing its key moments with a series of rote and overused phrases. I mean, we are in a golden age now of soccer writing. And Dieny Wagamabasa embodies just that meticulously researched and high-quality writing. I mean, when you look at his work at Far Post, it's moved a lot of us. You know, some of it has fascinated us. Some of it has literally made us laugh. Made us laugh out loud sometimes. And much of it has certainly made us see the game in a new light. When you talk about perspective, that's exactly what he has been able to bring in. And with his marriage with Far Post ending today, I understand Lomshado ukuthi uphela kanjani. Uqala into bese kuthiwa bye-bye. Let me find out from this man exactly what this divorce is all about. So I can forcibly refer to him now as former Far Post editor Dieny Wagamabasa in studio with me tonight. Good evening, Baba. Welcome officially to the show.
Yo, Rob. Thank you very much, man. You know, you've given me your platform over the years, and I'm starstruck when I'm around you because, you know, I admire your work, and I speak for millions of people in the country when I say, you know, when you start talking, we listen, you know. gone are the days when I'll get to my small flat in Pretoria and sit in the car for an hour because Rob is talking. Wow, man.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you so much. I mean, we've always held you in high regard on this platform, regardless of where we were.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And thank you
and
so much.
You don't know how much you've given me and Farpost. You know, I was saying to this gentleman that, you know, when Farpost was breaking news, we got an invite into Rob's show.
Yeah.
And that was a different ball game because when Rob endorses you, a lot of people change their minds about you, you know?
Mm.
And you get so many followers, you know, because one great man has spoken.
Mm.
And I'll always appreciate that.
I mean, when you talk about that, and I can see the emotional side, Diane, coming through, what is it exactly that has touched you this very, very moment as you've made those opening remarks?
Yeah, Rob, you know, it's where I've come from with the brand, you know.
Yeah.
From, you know, think about the sleepless nights. People don't understand what goes through, you know, making a success of a football publication.
Right.
When you are sitting there at 12 o'clock, I remember one time I broke a story at 12 o'clock and someone said to me, when are you sleeping? You know?
There's no time to sleep, trust me.
I said, if you're not this dedicated, pack up and go home.
Yes.
You'll never make it.
Yeah.
You have to be this dedicated. And I speak to young journalists as well, those coming up, that if you're not going to be this dedicated, if you're going to go to a Chisanyama when people are looking for news, you're in trouble, you know? Rather maybe pack up and do something else. Because this for me is a 24-hour job.
Absolutely.
And people don't understand it, you know. I don't like it when we sort of post news, say, at 6 o'clock in the morning. Meanwhile, this thing, people were talking about it at 11 o'clock the previous night. You don't serve the papers anymore, you know. You don't do justice to yourselves as a publication. And for me, you know, I'm emotional about it because I know where we come from. I know what has gone down to take Farpost to its level. You know, I know publications, for example, are we not going to use maybe social media for comparisons, but it gives a clear indication. I know a publication that was established in 2012 on a social media platform. And it's got about 30,000 followers. Farpost was established 3 years ago, not even 3 years ago, let's say 2.5 years ago. But it's got 152K followers on Twitter. Can you see the difference, you know?
Massive.
It's five times that of the other publication. And it just shows that Farpost is not just another publication. It's a different publication, a different in a good way. Yeah. Hmm.
All right. I'm going to get to the nuts and bolts of what has happened here after the break. So I don't want to interrupt your flow or your understanding of things. So when we come back from the break, we will chat further with Diane Ogamabasa. We'll also take a lot of what it is that is going through your mind, your experiences about Farpost and what you've learned so far.
In England, the excitement. Why are we missing that this side? What happened? Now, your time was only my answer condemned for it.
Hey, I'm getting Nakums of Vigangi Paris, and I ain't invisible, Gengeles, Gupsung or Plendulen, Siagama finally, Asna Carrets, Engas is Chabla Lugubogu finally.
Barawa Sports, worldwide English Premier League season rep, Man City are champions once again. Unbelievable performance. Aston Villa from Tunnel Town. Oh, 23-2 for us, go.
Oh, we say tough luck to Baroka, for they are going to Glad Africa now. The reason why Baroka went there is because they didn't replace Mudanzani. Goodwin Masele, they didn't replace that guy. Yes, they bought a lot of players, but are you buying the equivalent too?
Let's stop this joke about, hey, let's go to playoffs. The playoffs, guys, that is a joke.
Barawa Sports Worldwide. Monday to Friday weekdays.
All right, after the break, we continue with TTM.
Marawa Sports Worldwide.
All the way in Manchester. Broadcaster, commentator, as well as author. Ian Cheeseman is standing by to take us through.
But a stunning few minutes for Pep Guardiola's City have secured them another Premier League title.
But hey, enter Pep Guardiola Manchester.
The real credit I would give to Pep Guardiola for the way his team plays, the way that they continue to believe, the total attacking philosophy that they have. And it's a joy to watch, so I want to give all the credit really to the manager.
Takes their number one goalkeeper at the time, puts him on the bench. Look at where it's taken them now. There's not a single critic now who will say, you made a mistake.
He wanted to bring in a footballing goalkeeper. The whole philosophy of the way that Manchester City play is about keeping possession, dominating possession. And I actually think Edison isn't the best goalkeeper for saving that there is. But he's an excellent goalkeeper for the way that Pep Guardiola wants to play football.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays. From Lagos to Paris, Burundi to Milan, Mill Strait to Germany, Parktown to Madrid. Hashtag MSWS crisscross the world and back. Live on Sowetan Live, Vuma FM and Rise FM. Be a part of it.
All right, social media going up buzz here because we got one of the most important gentlemen when it comes to football reporting. And you remember that football is part of our DNA. It's our staple diet. So when you got a person who's always been feeding us and feeding us such a healthy meal, tells us that then you have to wonder what's going on. Easy Ed says, you may not know this, but T is a radio award winner as well. He was part of my team that won the MTN Radio Award for Best Sports Show Community Radio in 2012 for our Sports Fire with Graham Joffe. Hey, wow. So this radio thing, hey, multi-award winning.
And you know, when I was at the Pretoria Technical,
yes.
We used to be in a journalism class. When it came to radio, I used to run away.
But because yeah, I mean,
I thought this is not my thing.
Easy Ed has just reminded us that you are a radio award winner as well.
Oh, man.
Never mind about being a scribe.
Yeah. Yo, we come from far. I still have that picture. Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I saw again, because, you know, messages are flying in left, right, and center. Mm. And there's one says, Tiani Wagamabasa, this guy is responsible for my good English grammar. I remember when he used to work for Sokala Duma back in 2006 when I was still in primary school. I used to enjoy reading his articles. And my favorite one is the one that he made with Innocent Mdledle after the Vodacom Challenge versus Chiefs.
Wow.
And the headline of that article was, Born to be a Buccaneer. He says, wow, what a legend.
Oh.
Uri Sangweni Emlas.
Oh, yo.
So you are influencing people from Toyando to Emlazi, Cape Town to what?
Oh, wow, man. Hey, Rob. That's powerful. The thing is, when he talks about the good English,
yeah.
When I got to university, I used to sit at the back of the class because I didn't want the lecturers to ask me any questions.
You're
coming from a village.
Yeah.
You know, your English is as good as your village.
Which is usually broken.
Yeah, very bad. But I had to break, this spell, you know,
yeah.
And decide, you know, either I'm going in it, mm-hmm. or I'm out. It was as simple as that.
Yeah.
And I decided, if I speak this broken English, nobody's going to kill me.
Yeah.
And then I continued. Yeah. And that was better, you know? So I'm so happy, you know, to hear that, because they talk about things that I thought were a hindrance to my life initially. But now no more, you know?
You know, and that's why I say, Danny, that this is a bit of an awkward situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I read what I read this morning, I did get confused,
mm-hmm.
but also got confused because it made me question a few things.
Yes.
But it also intrigued me somewhat because I thought the only person who can help us understand is you.
Yes.
So never mind your post, which is a personal post. I'm looking at Far Post that said Far Post would like to announce that it has parted ways with its founding editor, Diani Mabasa. He's been on leave for the past 6 weeks. Far Post is eternally grateful for his services and wishes him well in his future endeavors. That last sentence, obviously, we all know what it means.
Yes.
Whether it's a football player, it's a person in administration, when you wish you well in your future endeavors, and it's goodbye.
Yeah.
Are you able to paint a picture, number one? Because we all could see. I mean, we follow Far Post very closely.
Yes.
And then when there is a void, whether it is by design or not, intentional or not, we see that there's a void.
Absolutely.
But we hold on week one, week two, week three, week four, week five, week six, and then boom, bam, what happened today?
Yeah.
Take us through what's happened here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, Rob, when you talk about a void, you know, people are not stupid. You know, they can see these things, and our readers are very, very, very clever. You know, when they see things are not the same, they question it. Even if you go to our comment section where maybe they're commenting on the stories and they say, you know, you guys could do better. We know your qualities. You're not the Far Post that we know, you know, and it hits home because quickly you actually remember that you're not playing your role the way you should, you know. But this is a culmination of, in my opinion, a situation where there were so many differences with the leadership of the brand, and first and foremost, the leadership, you know, of Far Post. I hail them, I salute them, and I'll always hold them in high regard, you know, because they are serious people, you know, people who take people's lives seriously, people who put their money where they believe they can actually get the return in their investment. And not only that, you know, where they believe that they can actually change lives, lives of people like me, you know, going from just being your normal football journalist to being part of the company in a way that you are a director in the company. I'll always be grateful for that. But having said that, you know, down the line, when it all started, it's a marriage that's new. You know, you give your wife a kiss every time you come back home, you know, but down the line you have differences, you know, there's no more hugs and more kisses anymore, which is normal. But if it doesn't serve your purpose anymore, it drives you away from what you love the most. When I started Far Post, you know, it was a dream because I always wanted to own a football publication. In fact, I had a plan to start a football publication when I was 30, but I got cold feet. And the second year, the third year, the fourth year, until I was 37, you know. And someone came along and I had plans to move away from Soweto and start my own publication. And I got the opportunity for someone to invest in the publication. I had a clear vision of what I wanted, you know, for Far Post to look like. I wanted Far Post to be your Sky Sports in South Africa, to be there on the ground doing the work and covering football and giving football a different look. And that was possible. Now, the challenge is that the people who invest in the company, they also have a different view to your view. And down the line, it's sustainable for a short period of time. But as you go on, you realize that, no, it's heading in a different direction compared to your own vision. And now there's that separation now, you know, where the investor will believe in something else, you believe in something else. If you're worth, you know, your salt, you know, you'll decide down the line that, listen, it's not working for me,
right?
And it's not working for the company, and they also believe in whatever they believe in, and there may be that separation, and which you know happened in our case. You may have noticed that I came in driving a Far Post car. Mm-hmm. I'm still wearing a Far Post cap.
Yeah.
You know, which shows that the separation is in fact amicable. The reality is that Far Post direction, they've gone south and I've gone north. And
How is that though? Just explain that, because this is your brainchild.
Yeah.
This is your baby.
Yes. I started on my own.
Yeah.
No one was there. Everything that I did, was through me, nobody else. Even the logo of the company, of the brand, I did it and paid $500 for it.
Yeah, and I feel
I feel an old Tembekile Vokwana, a big shout out, because he's the one who designed it.
Yeah.
He got $500 for it. And if I had my own monies, you know, I was going to write him a big check, you know, because look at this logo. It's everywhere now, you know. But it's those kind of things. That I was there, you know, from the beginning. When I was searching for a name, I came across 10, 15 names.
Yeah.
Ebola led to, and I was like, it doesn't sound right to me, you know. Then came Play On. I'm like, hey, this one sounds something else.
Yeah.
Then comes something else, and then one day, going through football terms, I bump into Far Post, and I pronounce it, and I'm not good with pronunciations, you know, and I pronounce it second time, it's right, third time, it's right, and I said, that's the name.
Yes, and it was yours. And yes. then so that journey began.
Yes.
You started Far Post, you were the sole driver.
Yes.
Initially of Far Post.
Yes, alone.
Alone.
Yeah.
Now, at what stage do these investors come through? Because there have been stories of saying Dino Ndlovu is an owner. There have been stories that have said Ramahle Mphahlele is an owner of this publication. So maybe just set the record straight.
Absolutely.
I just know you to be Mr. Far Post.
No, absolutely. And I'll be very honest with you, Rob. Dino Ndlovu, me and him, we chat now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, you know, I always told him about my dream, you know. And he said, no, I could actually invest some money in it, you know. Let's talk. And it never came to anything.
Right.
Ramahle Mphahlele is a great friend of mine. I've known him for a long, long time. And he's got nothing to do with Far Post.
Right.
And I know there was something posted about Far Post Sports and his name was there. But I can tell you that Ramahle Mphahlele has got nothing to do with Far Post. The investor is from Limpopo. He doesn't want to be named.
Mm-hmm.
He's in business. He's in construction and other businesses. And a very astute man. You know, I admire him for his work ethic. It's the best of the best, you know. Unfortunately, he wouldn't want me to put out his name. But it's got nothing to do with anybody else. And right now, as things stand, he takes retains 100% of the company, and I know our followers have been saying that you sold out to Media 24 and so on and so on. Here was the breakdown, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
The breakdown was when I started, I had 100% of the company.
Right.
Now to sustain it, you have a Tian Mabasa who's got 0 cent, 0 rand in his account.
Mm-hmm.
How does he maintain a publication like that? But yet he's got this dream to make it big, you know. And this person, I didn't approach them, in fact. You know, sometimes, you know, these things, it's God's doing, you know, and you can't explain it down the line. This gentleman called me and he said, listen, I have a dream of owning a football publication with someone, and I've been recommended to you.
Sure.
And I was like, wow. And I avoided him for like 3 months, you know. He'll call me, I say, what's your problem? You know, let's meet and just talk, you know. Let me give you a lift because, you know, you want to start a publication. And you want to make it a success.
Yeah.
And here I am. I'm saying, I've got the money for you to do it. And I said, wow. We met at Mall of Africa in Midrand.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke it down for me. And I said, let's go for it. And he said to me, since we're going to come through, you know, through my companies to invest in it, here is my suggestion that we can put on paper. And he said, 50%. will go to My Family Trust because we're going to invest millions. And true, FAPOST has invested millions. You know the small car I'm driving?
Yeah.
We have five of them.
Oh,
and
wow.
They are worth 180K. Sure. So you can already see with the Vegas alone,
yeah.
You are passing through the mark, the 500,000 mark.
Yeah.
You know, and that's money Tiani could only dream of in his life as a journalist.
Yeah.
And shout out to my former employers at Soweto, they were giving me 50K cost to company, you know, and in our standards, that was a very, very good salary, you know.
Yeah.
And this man said to me, okay, I can take 25% as your partner, you take 25%. So that was the breakdown, 50, 25, 25. And I said, let me think about it. And I went through it and I'm like, yeah, but this makes sense. You know, there's a big financial injection. Let me accept that, you know. And we broke everything down, everything in writing, how much the shares are worth, even though the company has not made any money initially. So there's no disagreements going forward.
Sure.
If the shares are worth 100K, you're 25%. So, you know, even if you were to jump ship, you know how much you get out of your shares. You know, that was fairly good, you know. So that's how it actually started. This man had a big vision. In fact, Rob, what he had in mind, I didn't even have in mind, you know, to have all these, the branding, the way it's worked out with the company, the offices. I never had such dreams. I just wanted to cover football, whether it's for my house or it's just going, you know, to the stadiums all the time. That's what I wanted to do, you know, being a football journalist that I am. He used to tell me, prepare your mind, prepare your heart, because what's going to happen with FAPOST is big, you know.
Okay, hold it there on what's going to happen to FAPOST is big, because it is from that big, and you know how big it became, and you know what an integral drive it's been on the social media space. So when you come back from the break, let's pick it up on that very same note. Tiani Wagamabasa, do send your WhatsApp voice notes. We'll be back.
Merala Sports Worldwide.
Moshe Madisa, a great player with a very special and rare talent. So Uba Nengani is something that they will label you because you're saying uncomfortable things.
Yes, I don't think when I prarob Guti, our people, they're ready for truth. You know, so I think in Mina, Nkwatisa Bantu Ngoba Ngbaveza Ububona. Ngbaveza Ububukoto Ilo. Ngbaveza Ububukoto Ilo. President.
How should you tell?
Yeah, how should you tell? Ngbaveza Ububukoto Ilo. Natasha, really Dwaba, Augusto Precious, the friend Kevin Smith. They didn't do justice
for
us. Because I believe Guti, they wanted us to be scared of them.
But they have pioneered women's football in South Africa.
No, Bra Rob, why I'm sitting here talking about those women like this? I don't have a beef. These are my parents. Yeah. I needed their guidance. You know what they did? They closed that for me. They made me feel ngathi it was not worth it to choose the sport that I've chose. And those, they were women.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Good evening, Marawa, and good evening to your listeners. I want to wish Hosea Menatiani Wagamabasa well with his future endeavors. I think he's done well in the media industry. He's one of those people that when he tweeted a story, you know, you paid attention. And people liked that about him because he was on the money. You know, whenever he hears something, he will post about it and the facts will be there. So, you know, you've got to be one of those trusted journalists within the media space. And I want to wish him well. Good luck, Hosi, and I wish you all the best.
Good evening, Rob. I think Tiani is not even down. I can't say he's down and out. Tiani is not even down. Tiani, we know that he already has got plans. He's going to do something for football. He's a good publisher. He's a good editor or a journalist, whatever you can call him. So, yeah, parting ways with FAPOST, I think, is something that might affect him, obviously, but again, he will do something better than what he did to FAPOST. He will believe on his capabilities, man. So, yeah, I think he's going to do well. All the best, Tiani. We're learning a lot from you, my man.
Good evening, Bob Marawa, and your guest, Mr. Tiani Wagamabasa. What happened? Are you leaving FAPOST be honest with us, because for a lot of us, it was a very big shock. And where are you heading from now? Wherever you are heading, we wish you all the best. Hosea Mina from Maxwell in Pretoria.
Good evening, Bravo, and good evening to your guest, Upratiani. We friend Yam Namiku Google social media, a person almost tatele pezulu no pendulayo ifukulumanaye, and umuntu vestilivela is in daba as the authentic labu social media. And if a post besilandela because we know good here and a very face yellow nangle, yellow publication. So, yeah, what happened, Guslimaza song because Sias Guti umuntu onja. And sports, and I hope the future is over right for when. And while unabantu bafana no prarop, I think they will hook you up with something. And guys, if one isn't there for an analysis, that means there's something good in your way. So yeah, unakuthathi otherwise, but I know it's sad to go in your path, but be strong. Sikhona njengama supporter, we'll follow you. We'll follow you all the way. Make sure you carry your amen.
Hi, Tarop, you have a great man there in the studio. Greetings to you, gentlemen. You know, if our post used to break big stories, which are true stories, you would rely on them. You know, they didn't capture audiences based on false headlines or rumors. They would always confirm things before they post. So that's why it was regarded as one of the best football publications. You know, I liked the way they ran their page or account on Twitter. True stories only. You know, I'm lost for words. I'm just sad that the main guy, he's leaving. But all the best, my guy. We love you. And we will see you in the near future. I know that you'll come back very strong. It's like an opinion.
Hi, Robbie. It's Tyron. Got my homeboy there. Guy who knows his story about soccer in particular. The guy writes genuine news. I used to listen to him as well when he speak at my Shitsonga radio station on Thursday, 7:30. Immediately you switch off, Rob, at 2000 and Metro at 7:30. That guy was starting at MLFM. And he will bring in news which we never thought. And then a month or a few weeks later, that thing is happening. He knows what he's doing, Gianni. And what I want to say is keep it up, my big brother. And keep up the good work you're doing. Criticism will always be there. And let me tell you something. Criticism makes us, build us, man. So keep up the good work. And Robbie, let me tell you something. Gianni is one of the guys, when you break news at your MSW shows while you were still at SABC, like when you break news of any sort of ODGs going to Pirates and the stuff, he will say that Robert said, he won't hide that my Scorpion or my Sosie said this and that. No, he will say it. Robert said ODG is going to Pirates. His Scorpion says ODG is going to Pirates, for example. So keep up the good work, big brother. Thanks very much.
Sure, man. That is heavy.
It feels like the day you pass on.
But the beautiful thing is that you are hearing it now while you are alive.
Oh, man.
I mean, who would have ever told you that?
I'm very grateful for that, Rob. You know, and credit to the last man as well. You know, I genuinely like all the comments. They build me, you know. But it's important that you credit your sources, you know, as a journalist. You'll never know everything. And for me, to say this was said by Rob, you know, it's natural, you know, and absolutely, I appreciated that. And that's why we follow you, yeah. You know, that's why we follow you in huge numbers, specifically for that.
And that's why it was never difficult for me to do the same.
Yeah, no.
To say like, this was from Fopos, this is from Diani. You know, it takes nothing away from you to credit the source.
You know, whenever I spoke to you, someone will call me and say, yo, Robert is putting your company on another level. And I'm like, yes. And I feel it.
It's credibility. You know? You've earned it through the years. And you heard the chairman of Swallows, David Mukashwa, praising you, saying that your stories are always on the money. Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, Mr. Mukashwa is very honest. Yeah. I love him for that.
Yes.
You know, and if you are doing the wrong things, he will tell you straight that story that you are doing, you're off the mark.
No, 100%.
He doesn't beat about the bush.
Absolutely.
He'll tell you straight and he'll comment, you know.
Maxwell was well saying that, hey, don't worry, you know, a lot of people, including myself, will be there to hook you up, but trust me, I'm sure you don't need me for that. I'm sure your next journey has already been sorted out. Our man in Benoni was talking about you breaking real stories,
yes.
Big stories,
yeah.
True stories. And I can't take that away because that's exactly what it is. You know what, Diani? Let me get to the heart of the matter. I've got all of 8 minutes left.
No problem, Rob.
You talked about you were going north, they were going south.
Yes.
What was the major issue around the disagreement that has led to you leaving your own brainchild?
Yeah, so the major issues around it, Rob, is that, you know, you have ideas of where to take the brand, and they also have their own ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
You find that in most cases, you know, you're overruled on matters, mm-hmm. you know. For example, I never wanted to have a YouTube channel to begin with because I wanted stability first,
mm-hmm.
For on our other platforms. But the investor had a different view on it, and it was one of those things. Just to give you examples, you know, when we did things, like there are things that we did right,
mm-hmm.
that came out right through disagreements. You know, for example, when we branded the cars, the color green, FAPOST original is dark green, mm-hmm. and this one is light green. But it actually works. Even though I didn't like it,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning, that I was changing from the dark green to the light green. But when you look at it afterwards, you're like, okay, actually this works.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, down the line, you have too many disagreements to actually maintain a relationship that serves both parties, you know. And instead of fighting about it, rather you walk away from that and you get back to, you know, being a journalist, you know, that you are. The last straw for me especially was on issues around, if you have noticed, I've not really been involved from a writing point of view and an editing point of view for the past few months. Let's say maybe this whole year, because now I had to get involved in other things as well, running the company and so on. That doesn't make me happy per se, you know, because as much as I understand that we have to run the company, and from an operations point of view, I'm a journalist.
Sure.
You know, and I want to write, I want to chase stories, and that was not happening for me. So instead of staying in a place where I know frustrates me and I'm not able to give FAPOST the best that I can, rather me walk away, you know, from the situation with the understanding that I can always start my own publication where I can dictate terms, you know, the way I did at the beginning. Which I really appreciated, I've always worked for publications, and I've left in good spirits. Mm-hmm. We shook hands, and I walked away. I've never been a hooligan who fights with people, and so on and so on. I've always been in places where I'll have good relationships with my seniors, with the juniors, and everybody else. You know. So I always looked at it, and if I have to go back, I'll go back, as long as I'm a journalist, yeah. as long as I'm writing, as long as I'm editing stories, that's my happy place for me, Rob. So it was, FAPOST had become a place where that opportunity was slowly but surely being taken away from me.
So would you say by virtue of bringing an investor, which you needed, and everybody needs the capital that comes with investment.
Yes. Yeah.
But with that being said, you then gave away a lot of the powers of what makes you Diani.
Yes.
Gave away that makes you wake up at night and feel, you know what, this is 3 a.m., but this story I have to chase.
Yes.
It took that away from you because that has been the heart and soul of your journey.
It took it away from me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Because you know, Rob, when you have this, you know where you want to go with it. You know, and giving away so much, it means then you don't listen to yourself, and implement your own ideas. You have to listen to somebody else now. And in hindsight, To be honest, you know, I would have preferred that I retain the power.
Mm.
As much as the money is coming in, rather it be in a situation where you can still dictate terms. I understand why the investor dictates terms, because at the end of the day, they're putting in their money, which I understand. So if you're investing millions that you worked hard for, obviously you'll want to have a big say in the whole thing. But on the flip side of the coin, then it compromises me, you know, as the journalist that I am, you know. And in that way, then there will always be, you know, that sort of disagreement between the two parties, you know. So
because there's also differences where, I mean, you talk about a YouTube channel. It's a difficult space to monetize.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
How does Diani get to live when it is not making any financial or business sense?
Good evening, Rob. It's the Boko here, Rob. It's for me, Rob, it's very sad to hear that Tiani has left Far Post, because the green images on that publication for me personify Tiani's capabilities, Rob, because he's got the capability of providing fresh factual content, Rob. No rumors, but factual content, Rob, because that's how we became to know of Tiani, Rob. And I just want to wish him all the best. These things do happen. But for me, Rob, I don't see the publication being evergreen without the evergreen Tiani wa Mabasa, Rob. Because I just lastly just want to ask him, will the following players still be with Baroka? Ubongi Nkosi, Makume, Evidence Mokgopa, Kodiso Munama, and Munganga. I just want to find out from you, because I know you provide fresh content, Tiani, and all the best. You will be able to bounce back and provide us with another alternative publication. Thank you so much.
Zama, thank you so much indeed. Sure.
Wow.
I mean, the impact is there.
Yeah, there's a lot, you know, and this is why I came up with the slogan, answering your football questions.
Yes.
Because I love answering their questions, and which is something when they ask, is it going to be still going strong Far Post? It can still be if they are adhering to the slogan itself.
Mm.
Do you have individuals that are willing to dedicate their time? At 12 o'clock midnight, they are sitting and confirming news for the followers.
Mm.
You know, you need individuals like that. You also need someone with experience. You can't take away my experience. I've been in the game for 17 years.
Let me ask you one final question. Are you going to the SABC?
No, not at all. I've had, you know, because, you know,
a lot of people have asked.
A lot, you know, they've gone there. But I'm not going there. Okay. Don't be surprised if I have another publication that I create.
Now, I'm going to negotiate with Diani off air, because he has to come back. We need to deal with all of these player-related issues as well.
Yeah.
Let me leave you with this from KB Ramukuko, who says, "You have a man of steel in studio, a humble and hardworking individual, and one of his biggest fans. I'm sad that he's leaving Far Post today. This decision may influence me to review my relationship with Far Post as an unofficial ambassador of Far Post."
Yeah.
On those powerful words, I thank you. I wish you everything of the best. You're one of the people that we credit for your hard work in the space. Never look back. Look forward. One has dropped, which you built. You will build some more. And with the constant communication, we will continue to feed the public.
Yeah, and it's strange, because, you know, your path as Rob Marawa is the path that I walk as well.
That's all.
Who knows? It inspires me.
It could be Diane and Marawa Sports Worldwide coming up on a formidable force. You never know. We're over time. We thank you. We catch you tomorrow.